But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. So, Lord, we just wait upon you for a minute. Lord, we just take time to take a deep breath. Lord, we worship you.
Lord,
you want to worship him in, tongues. You want to worship him in English. Let's just take a second and continue to wait upon him. Maybe anything that's been weighing on you, just give it to the Lord. Let's just worship him. Amen. Things like our Darlene has said, those things that you've been waiting on for a miracle. These times we're saying, Lord, thank you for that miracle coming forth, whether it be right now or but the Lord will encourage your heart about that miracle.
Yes, Jesus.
Family, health,
yes.
Finances, fears in your life, anxieties that try to keep coming up. Lord, we just lay those at your feet right now. Hallelujah.
We lay it down. We lay it down, we lay it at your feet.
Thank you, Father. Just continue to play in the background. Amen. Lord, continue to read from that Isaiah 40. King James, it said in verse 28, "Has thou not known, has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding." And aren't you glad that that we have the mind of Christ, that he gives us his understanding? Amen. And in those areas where we need understanding, thank you, Lord, for giving us your understanding. And it says he giveth power to the faint. No, so these are the things that are promises of God. And saying so, and you know, as an example, he gives power to the faint. So if you're feeling faint or tired or weak in your area, it's this saying, Lord, thank you for strengthening my body. Lord, those areas where I feel faint regardless of my age, amen, Marcus, regardless of our age, thank you, Lord, for giving strength in those areas of my life, Lord. He giveth power to the faint, so that's a promise, Lord. Thank you for power to the faint, any area. I think of some of those people maybe you know right now. It could be family members. It can be those that you know that may be growing faint right now, and say, Lord, thank you for giving strength to those individuals that are feeling faint. And if you're feeling faint at all right now, sometimes we can feel faint in a relationship. Sometimes we can, different areas of our life we can feel faint in. And so, Lord, we thank you for strength by your Holy Spirit to those that are faint. It says, he gives power to the faint, for he's not given us the spirit of fear. Let's take it to the New Testament. For he's not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, a love, and a sound mind. For he's not given me a spirit of fear.
Amen.
Thank you for boldness. Thank you for boldness, Father. Thank you for stepping out and doing things maybe we've never done before. I don't know what that means for you. It can be simple things. It can be simple things of taking a walk with him. And so I'm going to start taking a walk certain times and talking to the Lord. I'm going to begin to enjoy some areas of my life. You know, it doesn't always have to be a super spiritual thing. We can make it spiritual, right? But Lord, giving me strength to launch out and do new things. Sometimes we'll have great ideas or things that maybe we'd like to do, but we never do them. You ever been there? Lord, that you would give us strength and power. You've not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a sound mind. Amen. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. So, Lord, tonight we thank you for increased strength in every area of our life. Lord, I thank you for my personally, Lord, every areas of my life where I'm feeling weak or vulnerable. or discouraged or just going through the monotony of life. Do you know, does anybody know what I'm talking about? Lord, we thank you for increased strength in our lives, a vigor for life, a fresh and anew, regardless of your age. Lord, we thank you for a fresh invigor of life, to live life. Amen. To enjoy life. It says right here, he's not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. Thank you for a sound mind, Father. Thank you for any areas in our lives this evening, Father, that might be entangled, confused, or we don't even go there. Lord, thank you for any little areas that get entangled. Thank you, Lord, that you wore a crown on your head so that I can have a sound mind. Lord Jesus, thank you for a sound mind. Also means a disciplined life or disciplined mind. And you need his strength and his ability to do that. Is that not true?
Yes.
So, Lord, we thank you for that you've not given us a spirit of fear. Oh, but his power and yes, love and a sound mind. Hallelujah. Let's read that again. But they that wait upon the Lord. Lord, help us, show us in this day and age for each individual. We're different. Lord, show us for our lives. What does it mean to wait upon you?
Yeah.
To wait upon you. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. There's another promise.
Yes. Strength.
It's not might. It doesn't say there's a 50% chance. It says they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Lord, thank you for renewed strength. Amen. Whether you're 80 or 40. Amen. Lord, thank you for renewed strength. Lord, thank you for fresh joy in our life, Lord, that we can be people that laugh. Nothing like laughing.
Yes.
Enjoying life and laughing. Does anybody here enjoy laughing?
Yes, it's good. It's good.
It's like medicine. Lord, if there's anybody here who's forgotten how to laugh or who never has, Lord, that we would have waiting upon you. Part of renewing, I've come to realize renewing my strength sometimes is Lord, just being able to enjoy life and laugh. Not sometimes we can take ourselves too seriously. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
That I can enjoy his presence. That I can laugh with friends. Laugh with by myself. Laugh at different things. There are serious things going on in the world. I know that, but Lord, that you and I can laugh. Enjoy each other's company to laugh with my friends.
Amen.
To laugh with my wife. To laugh with my kids.
Yes. Amen.
Man, just to enjoy life. Lord, we thank you that you've not given us a spirit of fear. Father, thank you for any areas, man, that the fear of the future.
Yes.
You ever done that? I'm at that age now. I was like, man, what's retirement look like? All of a sudden, it can be fearful. Lord, we cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. Lord, we remind ourselves of many of those promises that Lord, that you would allow us and show us, Lord, those things that you want us to partake of. Lord, that you want us to be involved in. Lord, thank you for taking care of our finances. Amen.
Yeah, yes,
Lord,
yes.
Thank you, Father. We cast those care, every care, Lord. Lord, sometimes we can start carrying burdens and not realize that they start slipping on again. It's like it's like having a backpack and it only has a pound on it and a pound in that backpack, and somehow you can go through a week, 2 weeks, a month, sometimes for people, years, and have a backpack full of stones, cares. I love what that scripture says. I'll go there right now. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Man, we just had Hebrews 11, Paul or whoever wrote this the book of Hebrews. He says, wherefore, seeing we also are encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Did you know you're encompassed around a great cloud of witnesses? Not only those that have gone before you, that they talked about in chapter 11, but, you know, there's a cloud of witnesses around you. Did you know that?
There is.
That love you, that are rooting for you. Wherefore, seeing we also are encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. Amen. Say lay aside. Can you say it? Lay aside.
Lay aside.
Every weight.
Every weight.
And the sin which so easily besets us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Amen, Lord. And sometimes to run that race, amen, Lord, we got to wait upon you for strength. For your ability. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So who are we looking at? When we're consciously saying, Lord, I lay aside those weights. I lay aside those weights this evening. Lord, I thank you for strength tomorrow morning. Lord, I thank you that when I wake up tomorrow morning, man, that there's just a joy in my heart.
Yes.
You ever been? Sometimes I'm guilty of this. I'll wake up and I'll gauge my day by how I feel. Right? You ever done that? You wake up and well, you can have a load of cares on your back. And we don't say it, but we can say it in our mind like, uh-oh. I've got a care. I've got a weight. I've got weight on my back the minute I wake up. And I'm like, oh, how am I going to deal with that today? Can I say this, Lord? We consciously right now, Lord, we lay aside every weight. Father, in Jesus' name, there's many things, many cares, but we lay those aside, Father God, giving them to you. Lay aside every weight. And it says the sin, sometimes missing the mark, sometimes my missing my mark. Can I say this for me? It's just, Lord, I'm forgetting to give you my cares. These struggles that would try to bring condemnation or fear, Lord, Lord, help me. I give them to you in Jesus' name, Lord. I lay this weight aside, and I give that to you in Jesus' name. And, Father, I thank you, Lord. When I get up tomorrow morning, Lord, I get up. If I feel a backpack on my back, I am, in the name of Jesus, I'm making a decision to cast that weight off and to begin my day with worship and say, I will not carry that this morning in Jesus' name. Father God, I will not miss the mark. In the midst of the mark of this is saying somehow I've got to carry that, I've got to worry about that. But Father God, thank you for showing us and teaching us how to cast those things off, Father God, so that we wake up, Father, light as a feather, full of the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit, going forward to whatever's going on to that day, Lord, that we can look forward to what you're doing in our lives and where you're leading us without having a backpack full of weights that keeps us down, keeps us kind of like this. Father, we cast that off in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you that you again have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, a love, and a sound mind. We declare that. We speak that, Father. We walk in it, Lord, how you want us to walk in that, Lord. How many times do we carry those weights? And you're here saying, wait upon me. Let me take that weight. Take it off. Don't carry that. Let me carry that.
Amen.
And begin to enjoy life. Religion says you can't enjoy life, but the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, there in the Word of God, it says that He dances around us.
Yes.
We have this mindset of what God is. I think it's completely wrong so much because of the way the world is. The things that we see in the world, somehow it slips into our mindset that God is anything like the spirit of this world, but He is nothing like the spirit of this world. He is a God of grace and mercy. Amen. He's a God of strength. Amen. He's a God of the second, third, the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth chance. He forgives me over and over and over and over again. He said, don't carry that weight. Amen. Walk in my joy. In my strength and my peace. Don't be buffaloed by the enemy in Jesus' name. Don't let the spirit of the world dictate you that I'm anything like the world. For it is the enemy. It's the enemy that comes against you and I with accusations, with thoughts of fears, with thoughts of how is this going to work out. Maybe we don't say it in our mind, but we put it in the back of our mind, which is the same thing as carrying a weight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We put it in the back of our mind. Lord, how's that going to work out? Or how's that going to move? But you know what? We cast it off, and we glorify Him. And then the fruit of righteousness comes forward in our lives. Hallelujah. What do you mean by the fruit of righteousness? The fruit of our lips. Meaning, Lord, I'm not going to carry that. I'm going to walk forward. Father, we thank You once again. We thank You for helping us to walk in joy. Lord Jesus, show us as people how to walk in joy.
Yes, amen. I want to, yes.
It's hard to walk in joy when you got a 50 pound pack on your back,
yeah,
and you're looking at the trail in front of you, and you get out of bed and you're already saying, oh, you know what I'm talking, you know, we're not even realizing ourselves, oh boy, get up out of bed and say, how's this day going to be? Father, right now we thank You again, Father, for showing us how to slip that thing off, to wait upon You. You know, sometimes waiting upon Him, maybe you're on your way to work and you're just worshiping Him. Amen. An extended amount of time in prayer or the Word of God, or just acknowledging Him, saying, Lord, thank You for allowing me to walk in Your joy and strength. Father, once again, Father, we thank You for the spirit of joy. Love, joy, peace. Thank You for allowing us to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. For You've not given us a spirit of fear. Amen. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. Thank You for strengthening us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank You for strengthening us, Father. How we love You. Lord, I thank You for the Word of God in Jeremiah 23. It says, is not My word like fire? Thank You for fire in our lives, Lord. Thank You for fire. Lord, help us, Lord, not to walk in a day and an age where we just, where it's good enough. Lord, let us not be content with good enough. Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces. Lord, thank You, Lord. Areas that might be getting stony or hard, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Lord, we thank You for the Word of God, the anointing of God, like a hammer breaking those things into pieces in Jesus' name. Father, thank You for the power of the anointing, Your Holy Spirit. Thank You for the power of the Word, Lord. You said Your Word is like fire. Lord, we thank You for fire in our lives. A fire to being on fire for life. Lord, give us a life on fire for You and for walking and living in Your joy. Man, I just see somebody who's walking on a path, enjoying a nice day, praising the Lord and saying this, I haven't done this in a long time. If that's you today, I'm just saying, begin to walk in that. Begin to walk in that. Or whatever it is, maybe there's something God's showing you that He wants you to do just to enjoy life. As simple things. A time where you can enjoy life, enjoy the life God's given you, enjoy His peace, enjoy His strength, enjoy your surroundings, to be at rest, and be comfortable in your skin.
Yeah.
Are you able to enjoy yourself and,
yes,
and be joyful, or does it always have to be around a task? Sometimes when we're just task-oriented people, I know, we can actually be running from something. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings. Lord, we love You. We praise you and we exalt you. If there's anything I've gotten from tonight is when I wake up tomorrow morning, I'm not picking up any rocks. Thank you, Lord. I'm not picking up any rocks. You're so faithful, Lord. You're so faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You love him tonight? Amen. Lord, thank you for your presence. Amen. That's all I have.